Shmona Tov, Rabbi. Shmona Tov, Rabbi, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, how are you?
I'm good, well.
Good.
Surviving the craziness?
Yeah, I don't know how. I just hope my yeshiva can survive it.
Are the boys returning?
They are returning, and they're going to be under very strict, draconian conditions, which I hope they can handle. It's going to be very challenging for the yeshiva, no question about it. Don't forget, these are 18, 19-year-olds, and they're not accustomed to being confined, or maybe a better term would be incarcerated. So I hope they'll be able to manage. I hope they'll be able to handle it.
I'm hearing from my son. He's in Wolfson, and the Israelis, they're really battling. It's just very hard to stay locked down.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it's not easy. Okay. Shalom here, Yitz Hashem. Sarot Tovot.
Amen, amen.
I think you hear me better, don't you? Yeah, I hope so. There's been an improvement in my technological situation. So, Baruch Hashem.
Happy to take some credit.
What?
I'm happy to take some credit.
Yes, yes. you galvanized my son-in-law, Reuven Glass, into action.
It is better.
Hi, good fach.
Good morning, Shavuot Tov. How are you? How's everything?
Baruch Hashem, okay.
Good.
Hey, Darren. So if one, you could stick around till ready, which would be about 2 more minutes, and then record, or you could make me the host and I'll record. Either way. You are the host now. Okay. You're on mute, Darren. You're on mute.
It's actually my birthday, David, and we're going out.
Mazel
Happy
tov.
Birthday.
Mazel tov.
Rabbi, Mazel tov. Rabbi.
Mazel tov, how are you?
Thank you, Rebbe. How are you?
This Please is give my... us a bracha.
I give you a bracha. Well, first of all, it's my secular birthday. I actually phoned the rabbi on my special birthday and gave him a bracha already. But I give you a bracha. If there's any power in the secular birthday, it's Rabbi David and Rabbi David Finberg. If there's any power in the secular day, David, I give you a bracha of Ruchnius Gashmis. Shefer, Bracha, Hatzlacha, Yerushamayim, Torah for you and all your kids. May all your children turn out to be wonderful and big Tomei Chachomim, and you have a successful, happy, healthy life full of only good things.
Amen.
Amen.
How are you, Rebbe?
Thank God. Baruch Hashem. Chazdi Hashem, Yom Yom. Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem. We're going out to Cafe Rimon.
Okay, just be careful, be safe, and enjoy.
We should really be taking you with, but you haven't been out since March.
Yes, yes. I think I'm somewhat preoccupied.
Have a good walk and a great share.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Go to.
Okay, in the meantime, he made me host so I can begin the recording. But, oh, he began the recording. Hold on, let me pause it.
Shavua Tov, good walk.
Good time.
Tonight's shiur will be divided into two segments. Segment number one will deal with the issue of Baal Tosif relating to Birkat Kohanim. And the second aspect of the shiur, the second segment, will focus on different aspects of Birkat Kohanim. There are Maamar Mekomos, there are three different pages of Maamar Mekomos, and we'll begin actually with page number one, with the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chav Ches, which is found on page one in the right-hand column. The Gemara is talking about the issue of Baal Tosif, one is not allowed to add. And this issue of Baal Tosif is articulated by the Torah twice in two different parashios. You take a look on the left-hand side in Parshas Vayeschanan, and then directly below the Gemara Shoshana in Parshas Re'eh. Notice the distinction in language between the two formulations. In Vayeschanan, the Torah began those psukim by indicating Shema Yisrael el achukim yal mishpatim asher anochim alamed eschem lasos. The Kol Yisrael should adhere, should be careful to follow the chukim and mishpatim in order to enable us to be able to live in Eretz Yisrael successfully. Then the Torah, in the next pasuk, issues the following statement. Lo so sifu, we're not permitted to add, ala davar she'ayinochi mitzaveh eschem v'lo sigru mimenu. We can neither add, nor can we subtract. We have to follow exactly the dictates of the Torah with precision. Lishmores mitzvos Hashem alokeichem asher anochi mitzaveh eschem. So notice here the language is number one, b'loshen rabim, lo sil sifu. Secondly, the language follows upon the heels of a general statement that the Torah indicates that we have to observe chukim and mishpatim. In Parshas Re'eh, the Torah once again speaks to the issue of Baal Tosif. And here the language is in the lower right-hand corner of page one. Eis kol ha-davar asher anochi mitzaveh eschem osos tishmeru la'asos, lo so sefer lo v'lo sigra mimenu. The distinction, of course, here is that the Torah does not introduce this formulation, this nusach of Baal Tosif, with a general kind of directive to observe chukim and mishpatim. Number two, here the language is b'loshin yachid. Lo so sefer lo v'lo sigra mimenu, as opposed to the Lashon Rabbim in Vayeschanan. So here we have two different formulations, and we will first examine the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, which is found here on page one. The Gemara, as I indicated, is talking about the issue of Baal Tosif, and the Gemara issued a statement, someone who sleeps on Shmini Atzeres in the Sukkah is going to get Malkus. The assumption is that is a kind of Baal Tosif. The Torah speaks about 7 days in the Sukkah. Shmini Atzeres, as you know, the Gemara has a separate status for Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara calls it Pizar Kishav. I'm not going to focus on that right now. I'm just going to now read the third line of the Gemara, the last word in the third line, where the Gemara asks the Kasha from a following statement. Masi Rav Shimon Ba'aba, minayin the Kohen she'ola l'duchan. What's the din of a Kohen who goes up to the Duchan? The Duchan is a platform. This is a big discussion among the poskim, whether that's ma'akev. We generally assume it's not ma'akev. Sfaradim tend to be more makbid on the duchan and going up on a podium as opposed to Ashkenazim. But the Gemara indicates if one goes up to a duchan for the purpose of bichas kohanim. So now the kohen makes the following calculation. Shelo yoma, he should not say, Hoel, since the Torah gave me permission, Rishus Levarach Es Yisrael, Osi bracha achad mishali. Once I have permission from the Torah and an obligation, obviously, to go ahead and bless Klal Yisrael with the Birchas Kohanim, no, I have carte blanche. Once I have that kind of freedom, let me add a bracha. Why not? So the Gemara says, what bracha are we talking about is going to add to Gon, Hashem Elokei Amusechem Yosef Alechem Kochem Elopamim, which is a pasuk in Pashas Dvarim. I have the ability to, I have the Koach HaBracha. Once I have the Koach HaBracha, let me add a bracha over and above the three brachas that the Torah has articulated. Let me go and see if I can add another bracha. Tamalomar lo tosifu al hadavar. The Gemara quotes the psukim in Vayeschanan. There's an isra baal tosif. You're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara goes on to ask, v'ahacha, in this situation, kevin debarachle, once the Kohen has already recited the three brachas of Bichas Kohanim, avalei zimne. So he has now, more or less, completed, performed the mitzvah of Brichas Kohanim. And the Gemara says, Tani Dohabar. And somehow, if he goes beyond that, so then he's over on Baal Tosif. So the Gemara says, Ocha v'mayaskinan, we're talking about the Losiyim. No, he did not yet complete his task. His task is still in front of him. The Gemara says, "Vatanya, we learn in the Braisa, Siyem, he finished." The Gemara says, "No, Siyem bracha achas, he only finished one bracha." Vatanya, another Braisa says, "Siyem kol brichosav, he recited all three brachas of Brichas Kohanim." The Gemara says, "No, he's not over it." Shiny Yocha, why is it different? Kevin Dilim Misrami Le Tzibur Achrina, if he were to encounter another Tzibur that did not yet hear Brichas Kohanim, so the Gemara says he could join them. Hodim Mavarach, Kuleyome Zimnehu, he could once again say Brichas Kohanim, and Tyson points out on the spot, Tyson points out in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, that a Kohen could do Brichas Kohanim multiple times, many times, and there's no violation about Tosit. And therefore, we assume that the entire day is roi for Brichas Kohanim. Of course, Brichas Kohanim cannot take place at nighttime. It's an avoda, and avoda the Kohanim have to take place dafka during the day. But in terms of the chronology of Brichas Kohanim, one can do Brichas Kohanim again and again. So here the Gemara has stated that, number one, the parameters of Brichas Kohanim extend throughout the entire day. Secondly, as I mentioned from Tosis just now, a Kohen can say Brichas Kohanim any number of times. But thirdly, the most important statement in the Gemara is that the Gemara indicates here there's a kind of baltosit if I decide to eat a bracha. What's striking, and this is already asked by Mefarshim on the Gemara, why did the Gemara dafka cite this pasuk in Dvarim as the additional bracha that the Kohen wants to add? And notice the language. Osif bracha achad misheli. I want to contribute my own. I want to make my own contribution over here. Bracha achad misheli. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. Yosef Hashem alechem kochem elapomim Hashem lokei avosechem Yosef alechem. And why exactly did the Gemara cite this pasuk? There are many brachas in Chumash that we are familiar with. Let's say v'yitan chalokim vital shamayim u'mishmani ha'aretz v'rov dagon v'sirosh. That's a beautiful bracha. Why did the Gemara not cite that? Because I'm asking really two small questions on this Gemara. Why dafka this pasuk the Gemara quoted? And the language of bracha achad mishali is striking. So we, at the beginning of the shir, we mentioned there are two psukim that relate to Baal Tosef. One in Bo'es Chanan, B'loshin Rabbim, and one in Re'ei, B'loshin Yochid. So the Vilna Gaon, in his commentary on Chumash Ader Seliyo, which is on the bottom of the of page number one, lower left-hand corner, has a striking ha'ara where he differentiates between the two parshios, the parsha Baal Tosef in Bo'es Chanan and the parsha of Baal Tosef in Parshas Re'ei. Says the Vilna Gaon, the one Re'ei, which is using a Lashon Yochid, is referring to a specific mitzvah. I should not be mosif on a specific mitzvah. The Torah formulated it, Lashon Yochid. We're talking about an individual mitzvah. There's an Isser, Baal Tosef, Baal Tigra. However, in Sefer Dvarim, in Bo'es Chanan, so the Parsha Bo'es Chanan, where the Torah uses Lashon Rabbim, and the Torah began by saying, Shema Yisrael, El HaChukim Yal HaMishpatim, and then it mentions Lo Tosifo, says the Gaon, that's referring to not being Mosif Al Taryag Mitzvos. That's not an individual mitzvah that's being addressed, but we're talking about adding to Taryag Mitzvos. It's important to note the Ramban in his Perush Al HaTorah. If you take a look at the Ramban that's found right in front of you, in the context of the Pasuk of Lo Tosifo, so the Ramban there explains, he cites Rashi. The Rashi said, what are we referring to if I add an additional parsha to tefillin? I add a min to the lulav, chamesh tzitzios, and the Ramban then goes on to formulate his understanding of the Torah's Lo Tosifu. The Ramban assumes we're talking about afilu, as he writes, lefi dati, afilu bado la'asod mitzvah b'fnei atzma, gon she'asod chag b'chodesh shebadam l'libo ki yirovam, to create a new chag, a new yomtiv. That would be a violation of Baal Tosef, something new, something which was non-existent prior to that. But the Vilna Gaon, going back to the Gra for a moment, that Deres Elio discriminates and differentiates between the two parshios, noting that the one in Bo'es Chanan is talking about Loshen Rabbim, adding to Tayag Mitzvos, a new mitzvah, similar to the Ramban's idea. Mashenkin, the formulation in Parshios Re'ei, Loshen Yochid, Lo Sosek V'Lo, V'Lo Sigre Minu, refers to an individual mitzvah. Offhand, this Gaon seems to be very difficult to understand because the Gemara that we just began with, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that speaks about a Kohen who decides to make his own contribution to the world of bracha, since he's a Kohen, and as I said, he has carte blanche to go ahead and give a bracha to Kol Yisrael, he wants to add a bracha. Osid bracha achad b'shali. The Gemara says, no, that's Baal Tosef. What pasuk does the Gemara quote? The pasuk in Veschana. Namely, the pasuk that speaks according to the Gaon about adding to the Tayag mitzvahs. But in reality, that's an individual mitzvah. We're talking about Brichas Kohanim. So how does the Gaon, in effect, seemingly contradict the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah? Even Rashi, according to the Nusach that I have here on page number one, Rashi in Veschanan also indicates to us very clearly, Lo Sol Sivu, says Rashi, Gagon Chamesh Parshas Mitzvillin, Chamesh Minim Belulav, Chamesh Mitzitzis. So you see from the Gemara that even the Pasuk in Veschanan is also talking about Baal Tosef regarding an individual mitzvah. So in order to resolve this matter, I would like to examine a Rambam in Hilchot Nesiyas Kapayim. So the Rambam Hilchot Nesiyas Kapayim in Perek Yud Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis. It's also a Rambam who's essentially citing this Gemara. Take a look at the Rambam, page number two, that the Rambam, the upper left-hand corner, the Rambam cites this Gemara. It's also quoted in Shulchan Aruch LaHalacha. The Gemara says, and the Rambam quotes it. Let's read the language of the Rambam. He writes in the Perek Yudal Halacha Yud Beis, Ein HaKohanim Rashoim B'chol Mokom Lehosib Bracha Al Shoshet HaPsukim. A Kohen has no right to go ahead and add a bracha to the three that are given to him, the directive that the Torah gives to him to recite three brachas. He can't go beyond it. Kigon Hashem Elokei Avosichem Yosef Alechem Kochem Elapoamim V'chayotzibo Lo B'kol Rom V'lo B'lachash Nodi. Can he do it out loud? No, can he do it silently? Shenemar Lo Tosivu Al Adavar. The Rambam quotes the pasuk in Veschanan, the Isra Baal Tosif, where the Torah uses Lashon Rabbim. A similar formulation is found in Shulchan Aruch to the right of the Rambam, where the Shulchan Aruch writes in Kuf Chav Ches, Simun Chav Zayin, Kohen Ena Rashoi Lahosin Midaito Yoser Al Shlosh Psukim Shel Brichas Kohanim. He's not allowed Midaito on his own to go ahead and formulate a new bracha. Vim Hosif over Abal Tosif. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch seem to indicate very clearly that one is not allowed to add a fourth bracha over and above the three brachos that the Torah has given him the right and the obligation to confer upon Klal Yisrael. Notice, however, the Rambam does not say when he formulates this halacha that if the Kohen does that, then somehow it negates the entire Birchas Kohanim. Namely, all the brachas that he recited till now, the first three, Yivrecha and Yo'er and Yisah, they're undermined, they're repudiated, they're negated. The Rambam does not say that. And the reason why I make that comment, because the Rambam in two other places, in Hilchos Tzitzis and Hilchos Mamrim, if you take a look at the page in front of you, page number two, directly below the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, there are two citations, one from Hilchos Tzitzis and one related to Zokin Mamre in Hilchos Mamrim, where the Rambam clearly paskins that if a person decides to go ahead and add another Pasha to Tefillin, or he decides to add to the tzitzis, so the Rambam passes the halacha, he has completely undermined his kiyum mitzvah. He has not fulfilled the mitzvah of tzitzis, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillin, and this would seem to be markedly different than the case of a Kohen who decides to go ahead and add another bracha. Osid bracha achad b'shali. The Rambam does not indicate that he has repudiated or undermined or totally rescinded the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, namely he was not the kind of mitzvah. The Rambam clearly states he's over on Baal Tosef, but that's it. So, of course, the obvious question is that what is the distinction between these situations? Why is Brichas Kohanim, when the Kohen adds Bracha Achad Mishalo, so there we assume it does not at all undermine the Brichas Kohanim that he recited, the first three Brachas, that mitzvah he was Mekayim, but now because he added a fourth Bracha, Mishalo, he's over on Baal Tosef. Hashem can sit and fill in, he has completely totally eliminated the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Tzitzis and the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Tefillin. So it would seem, as I mentioned when I read the Gemara, that the Gemara actually, going back to it on page number one, the Gemara began by saying the following formulation. Minayin l'kohen she'ol l'duchen, she'lo yomar, since the Torah has given me Rishus l'Baruch Yisrael, Osi bracha achad mishali kigon Hashem elokei avoseichem yosef aleichem tamalomar lo sosivu al adover. And the Gemara goes on, as we read, but let's read it again, that I would have thought, since he's making a bracha avolei zimne, he already fulfilled the mitzvah. Gemara said, no, he could do brichas kohanim the entire day. And therefore, it's still called the zman. The zman of brichas kohanim is the parameters of the day. As I mentioned, according to Tesis, that a kohen can do brichas kohanim multiple times. Now, if you assume that when the kohen ends a fourth bracha, somehow that has repudiated or undermined the entire brichas kohanim, all the brachas, the three brachas that he recited prior to that, if that were the case, and he was not the kind of mitzvah kosu brachas b'nei Yisrael amorlem, if that is our assumption, why does the Gemara have to invoke this answer, dilu srami le tzibur achrina hadam mevarech, that if there's another tzibur, so he can continue to make a bracha. Why does the Gemara have to come on to that? Once he added a fourth bracha, all the previous brachas, namely Yerecha, Yair, and Yisa, are undermined, are rescinded, are repudiated, and is b'chuyav once again to give brichas kohanim to that tzibur that was not yotzei the mitzvah. So you see from the Gemara very clearly, the diuk that I made is a correct diuk. Namely, the three brachas that he recited are operative. They're in place. Had they have not been undermined. And the only issue is an issue of Baltasif. And this, of course, is in marked contradistinction to Tzitzit and Tfilin. Tzitzit and Tfilin, they're kol ha-meisiv goyreya, and you actually passel the mitzvah. You undermine the kiyum mitzvah of Tzitzit. You undermine the kiyum mitzvah of Tfilin. So when one examines the matter, there are two sugyas in Shas that deal with this issue. One is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which you have in front of you on the bottom of page 2, and a similar Gemara that's also found in Masechta Sukkah, that's in the top of page 3 of the handout. I'm not going to go through the entire sugya, we'll just mention it in the very general kind of terms. There's a well-known machlokes in Masechta Sukkah, that's also cited over here in Sanhedrin, where the lulav tzorach eged, or lulav ain't tzorach eged. Does lulav have to be bound up, or does it not have to be bound up? And we pass on the halacha that lulav ain't tzorach eged. There's one day in the Gemara that lulav tzorach eged. We do it, even though we pass on lulav ain't tzorach eged, we do it because of zekeli mabeyu, because of hidur mitzvah. We want to be mahadur the mitzvah. So the Gemara explains that this machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, machlokes Tanoim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds lulav tzorach eged. And if a person would add to the Eged, that would be a Tosefet, the Gemara says, and they would pass all the mitzvah. According to Chachamim, who say, Lulav ein tzorach Eged. If you take a look at the Rambam, in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Lulav, that's how the Rambam paskins La Halacha. This is found on page number 3, in the left-hand side of the page. The Rambam tells you it's all one mitzvah, and you need all four minim, Makim Zeh Zeh, Ein Perksimim, Ein Mosifin Aleim. But the Rambam tells you in Halacha Vav, Mitzvah Menam Uvcha, Lego Lulav Ahadas V'Arava. We pass in Lulav, Ein Tzorach Eged, but Mitzvah Menam Uvcha, Mishum Zekele V'an Beya, because of Hidu Mitzvah, once you be Ma'aged, once you go ahead and combine all the Dalaminim. And the Rambam goes on to say, he describes in terms of the Bracha, what the Bracha is made on, but the Rambam indicates very clearly in the Hemshech of these Halachas, the Rambam says, if you look in Halacha Zayin, Kama Nota Mehem, Lulav Echad, Esrog Echad, Shnei Badi Arova, Shloshe Badi Hadas, Imratza Lahosi Bahadas, Kedei Sheti Aguda Gdola, Mosi Benoi Mitzuhu, Avashar Minim, Em Mosivin Al Minyonam, Bein Gormem, Bein Hosi Vagor Apostle. So the Rambam paskin the Halacha, that Lulav Ein Tzorach Eged, as I mentioned, and therefore the Mitzvah does not become possible because the Gemara uses the following expression, both in Sukkah and Sanhedrin, you'll take a look in both Masech HaSukkah, on page number 3, the Gemara says, Hai l'chudei koi, v'hai l'chudei koi. Each one is viewed as a separate item, as a separate article. And therefore, the mitzvah does not become possible. But of course, there's a problem of Baal Tosef, as we mentioned a few moments ago. So that's the case. The Siyas Kapayim, let us now examine the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that we began with, on Daf Chav Ches. So here also, why don't we say, Hai l'chudikoi, v'hai l'chudikoi? That's what the assumption is, that's what we're going to say. Because we don't ma'ageid the brachas together. We don't assume that it's one package, if you will. And therefore, the previous brachas that I said, Yivarechicha, and Yo'er, and Yisa, those brachas are chal. Now I decide to make my own contribution. I'm a kohen who feels I have carte blanche, so let me go ahead and add a bracha. Yosef Hashem Alechem Kochem Elapomim. So that bracha is a violation of Baal Tosef. However, I did not at all impact, I didn't jar the first three brachas that I said. I didn't affect them in any way. And this is mentioned by Tosis in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph, which is also found here on page number 3, that the Chacham who say, it means that you have not passed the mitzvah. You have not affected the mitzvah of Lulav and Esek, but you're over Baal Tosef for adding, even if you say, and so too, regarding the Siyas Kapayim, regarding Brichas Kohanim, you're over on Baal Tosef. Tosef in Sanhedrin, Dapei Chesem Rebbeis, is slightly different. He seems to argue with the Tosef in Sukkah. He says, according to Chachamim, that they say, there's no Issur about Tosef in Atura. At best, the Issur would be an Issur de Rabbanim. But the one who addresses this issue in the most graphic kind of way is the Chiddush HaRitva on Maseches Rosh Hashanah. And this I would like to read carefully on the upper left-hand corner of page number 3. In the Divya Maschil, also Sifu al Dabar, Hikshu B'Tesis. So he quotes the Tesis both in Sukkah and in Sanhedrin, Ramminan, Banachnokin, Ulul Bagozil, the Man Diyama Lulu Ben Tzorach Eged. If you assume like Chachamim, that's how we paskin, that Lulu does not require Eged. Im Hosib al Dalaminim, Eno Ober Mishum Bal Tesif. If you enter the Dalaminim, you're not over. Mishum Dahai Luchudikoi, by Luchudikoi. So that's the question. So where's the Bal Tesif? Betiritzu dochinami. Came in the kula beprisas kapayim echad. Kuhu brochos hadodi nindo. What does the ritva mean? Since we're doing all the brochos of the Kohanim, the brichas Kohanim are being done by the Kohen beprisas kapayim, he's spreading his hands. So therefore, kulu brochos hadodi nindo. Somehow, they're all aligned with each other. Ukaosa hei batim betfilin. The Kevin Shainbaya Maisa Echad El Adibur, Prisas Kapayim Ogdon. What do you have over here? You don't really have an action, but what do you have? You have Dibur. So since you have over Dibur, so therefore somehow the Prisas Kapayim, that is the common denominator for all the brachos, so that's what somehow combines them or coalesces them, merges them, brings them together. So according to the Ritva, if Prisas Kapayim puts together all the four brachos, so then it's the same as Rav Yehuda, his position regarding Lulav, that Lulav Tzorach Eged. If I Mosiv in the Igud, I undermine the entire mitzvah. So here also, Babichas Kohanim, the way the Ritva presents it, Prisas Kapayim is Ma'ageg, all the brachos. The first three, which the Torah, of course, has directed us to issue, namely the Kohen has to go and recite the first three brachos. And now the fourth bracha, because it's also done with Prisas Kapayim, I added that bracha, so now it becomes part of the package. If that's the case, why is there a distinction between, as I mentioned earlier, between Tzitzis and Tefillin, where we assume that somehow we don't, in there that situation, we don't assume I'm a kind of mitzvah. There's no kiyum mitzvah. I just destroyed the entire mitzvah. Tzitzis, Tefillin, and so too, the Siyas Kapayim, the way the Ritva presents it. It's all done with the common denominator, Prisas Kapayim. It's all Dibur. Bracha number 1, bracha number 2, bracha number 3. I decided to add bracha number 4 because I'm a beneficent kind of Kohen. I love Klal Yisrael. I want to give out brachas. I think I'm going to add more. And so I go on my merry way. Why should I not undermine all the earlier three brachas as well? So somehow one has to be mechalik. One has to distinguish between the Siyas Kapayim and one has to assume that even though the Ritva presented a Svara that Prisas Kapayim is ma'ageid, somehow it combines, and it puts all the brachas together, but it's not the same as lulav, according to Yehuda, the Tzorach Eged. When we say, according to Yehuda, that lulav Tzorach Eged, so there it means that all the minim are grouped together as one, and when I add another min, I have not fulfilled the mitzvah, kedas v'kedin, and therefore I've undermined the kima mitzvah entirely. In the Siyas Kapayim, the mitzvah occurs through the dibur of the kohen, but the first three brachas were already recited, kedas v'kedin. That's what the Torah instructs me to do. Yivarech echa, yo'er and yisa. The fact that I added a fourth bracha, it's true, it was done with Prisas Kapayim. So somehow, with reference to this, this bracha is not mitztaref to the three previous brachas. And here, it's different than tzitzis and tefillin. It's true, I've added another bracha, Mishali, as the Gemara says, but it's a violation of Baltaisit. But it doesn't undo, it doesn't negate the Kima Mitzvah. So even according to the Ritva, somehow we have to distinguish between the din and the Siyas Kapayim and all the other halachas that we mentioned earlier, whether it's Tzitzis or whether it's Tefillin, according to the Rambam that we cited, or Rabbi Yehuda's Lulav, that Lulav Tzarech Eged, what is the distinction? So I would like to be medayik in Lashon HaRambam and also Lashon HaGemara.
Could we exercise something like a Pagina Dibura type of thing?
No. Pagina Dibura is really a separate sugya, which needs its own attention, but it's a kind of Palgina Dibura if you want to use that mashal, but I'll show you in a moment what I'm referring to. If you look in the language of the Gemara back on page number one, I want to be medayik the Lashon of the Gemara very carefully. What does the Kohen say? Hoyo, the Torah gave me Rishus, Levarech Es Yisrael, I have carte blanche. So, Birchas Kohanim Kayodua is one of the mitzvahs min HaTorah that a Kohen is obligated to bless Klal Yisrael. That's the Gemara in Seit Alamaches, Gemara Menachas Mem Dalid, the Rambam Hilchas Lulav, Hilchas Nesias Kapayim rather. So the Ikar mitzvah of the Kohanim is what should he do? That he is chosen by Hashem Yisbarach to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. And if you look at the language of the Rambam here, in Perek Tezvav, Hilchas Nesias Kapayim, Halacha Zayin. This is a very striking Rambam. Well, maybe we'll read Vav and then we'll read Zayin, and then we'll be Medayik in Lashon HaRambam as we're going to be Medayik in Lashon HaGemara. The Rambam is talking about a Kohen who's not so up to snuff, a Kohen who's lacking in a number of areas. The Rambam says he may not be such a Chacham, he's not so Medaktik B'mitzvahs, or people, there's a lot of scuttlebutt about him. People are commenting about his behavior, or he was not such an ethical person. The Rambam says he can still doch it. Hareza no siyas kapa. Bein mon no so. We don't stop him. Why? The Rambam explains in Allah above. The fishazoi mitzas hasei al kol kain. The kain shiroi no siyas kapayim. Ein oimim la'odam rasha. The Rambam speaks about someone who is clearly not the most desirable of all the kainim. We don't tell a person who's engaged in behavior which is inappropriate. Hosef resha bimonam en amitzis. Continue to wallow in your rishus. We don't tell him that chas v'sholom. So the Rambam asks, but why not? In Halacha Zayin, the altikma, the tomar, you might wonder at this. Uman toil b'chas hedyot zeh. The Rambam calls it a b'chas hedyot. How is that going to help? So the Rambam answers, she'ein kibul abrocha toli b'kohanim. They are not at all functioning. They are not the balei habrocha. What function does a kohen have? Ela b'kodesh baruch hu. The bracha is being given by Hashem Yisbarach. Shenema b'som u'tshmi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarachem. HaKohanim osim mitzvasim shenistabu ba. The Kohen carries out the mitzvah. He is the tzinor. He is the pipeline. He is the shunt. He is the tzaneret that Hashem is utilizing to channel the bracha to Klal Yisrael. V'akadosh Baruch Hu b'rachem ha'mevarches Yisrael kichetzo. Who is the Baal HaBracha? Who is giving the bracha? Only Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Rambam says something striking, and I believe that this is also meduyok in the Lashon of the Gemara. I want to be meduyok in the Gemara. I read it already two or three times, and I want to stress it and accentuate it. The Gemara says that this Kohen thinks, since the Torah has given me Rishus Levarech, Osi Brocha Achad Mishali. The language of Mishali is critical. The Kohen thinks to himself that I have the ability to give a bracha. I'm a Baal HaBrachos. So why do I have to give a bracha? Dafka B'Shem Hashem is Barach. Why do I have to give a bracha invoking the Shem Hashem? Osi bracha achad mishali. I am the Baal HaBracha. I have carte blanche. I'm also capable of giving brachas. Yosef Hashem alechem kachem ala po'amim. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu gave such a bracha, I'll also give a bracha. So it comes out that essentially what I'm doing, of course, I'm over on Baal Tosif. However, what's critical over here is that this bracha that I'm giving has no shaykhas than the previous three brachas. Because those three brachas are in effect ascribed and attributed to Hashem Yisbarach. He's the one who said, Kosev Orchas Bnei Yisrael Amor Lahem, and as the Rambam described, the brachas being given B'Shem Hashem, the Kohen serves as the pipeline, as the tzinor for that bracha. But here, I am not at all in that ambience. I'm giving a bracha Mishali. I'm doing my own thing. The bracha comes from me, the Kohen says. It's not connected to Hashem Yisbarach. So that's the case. In Adome, you cannot possibly compare the other mitzvahs that I spoke about earlier namely tzitzis and tefillin, and lulav according to Rabbi Yehuda, the lulav tzorach eged, to the bracha, birchas kohen, and the additional bracha that's given by this kohen. And we asked the question earlier on the Vilna Gaon. We cited the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon differentiated between the two parshas in Chumash, Voschanan and Re'ei. Voschanan is Lashon Rabim, refers to adding to Talyag Mitzvahs, and Re'ei is Lashon Yochid, an individual mitzvah that I add to. So that's how the Gaon was mechalik between the two. So it's mashma from the Gemara, that this Gemara Shoshana that I began with in Avchav Ches, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk also Sifu, I'm not allowed to add a bracha Mishali. This bracha Mishali has no connection to the earlier three brachas that I recited, the Kayan that is. So you see from the Gemara, there's an Isra of Baltesif. Namely, I'm adding a new mitzvah to Tayag Mitzvahs. And that's what the Kayan said. The Kayan is not permitted to add a bracha Mishalo, because the Kohen thinks I'm going to add a new mitzvah by giving my bracha. And that's what the Torah said is also. I'm not allowed to be mechadish mitzvah mipiatzma hosof al tayag mitzvahs. And that's exactly what the Kohen said. And the reason why, that even though normally if one adds to tzitzis and tefillin, one has undermined the key of my mitzvah tzitzis and tefillin, that's not the case over here. Even with the swear of the Ritva, that priestess kapayim is ma'agid all the brachas together, even bracha number four. That's only if a person is meisif to the Maisa Mitzvah, Chomesh Tzitzios, Chomesh Parshas Mitzvillin, you are adding to the Maisa Mitzvah. Then Chazal say, Kalaresi Goreya, you undermine the Mitzvah. You repudiate and you give the Mitzvah. When it's Yas Kapayim, what does the Kohen do? Maisa Bracha Achad Mishaloi. I want to add a Bracha my own. So this has no Chalosh Shem of Birchas Kohanim. We don't find such a Bracha in the Yas Kapayim. There's no such Bracha. And therefore, what is the Kohen doing? He's been mechadish a new mitzvah. You're not to be meisiv matayag mitzvahs, but it does not affect the other three brachas that, of course, are given by the kohen in the name of Hashem Yisbarach. And therefore, in effect, what the kohen has said, the kohen is talking about a haisofa atayag mitzvahs, and the bichas kohen, who's meisiv mishaloi, is considered to be likened to a haisofa mitzvah atayag mitzvahs. So even though the kohen certainly has the best of intentions, but the best of intentions are not the best of intentions because he has no right whatsoever to issue a bracha. He's not the Bala Bracha. The Bala Bracha is Ribbono Shel Olam, V'Som U'Shmi Al B'nei Yisrael V'Ani Avarchem. He's over on Bal Tosif, Lo Tosifu, the Lashon Rabim of Bal Tosif that the Torah speaks about in Parshas Voschanan. But this is to be demarcated from all the other mitzvahs that I mentioned where we say Kol Ha'aretz Gureya. When I add to the tzitzis, add to the tefillin, add to the lulav, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the lulav tzorach eged, I have undermined the kima mitzvah entirely. So this you saw.
On a different occasion, problem. You compared him to the waiter who gets a tip at the end.
That is a correct statement. Right. I didn't want to, I wanted to avoid that, but since you are mentioning it, I'll once again refer to a practice that my father, Zichron Livracha, was very makbid about, to give a yashikach to the kohanim. And this yashikach comes from a number of factors. Factor number one is, when someone gives you a bracha, you have to thank the person for the bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah actually mentions yasher. He doesn't say lashikach, but he mentions yasher. The Mishnah Berurah tells you that the kohanim should remain where they are till after Kaddish. Because we're afraid if the kohen actually starts, after Bichas Kohanim starts moving forward, people are going to say to him yashikach in the middle of Kaddish. So it's a halacha psuka. The kohen should remain there, and I instruct kohanim to do so. And then I can give them the yasher, the Mishnah Berurah, on my yashikach. That's called derech eretz kadmah l'Torah. Someone gives me a bracha, I'm mechuyav to respond to that bracha and thank him. And there are many other tamim that I referred to in the past that Rabbi Feinberg Shlita is alluding to, is being meramis to. They say from Rav Shlomo Hyman, the Shir of Torah Das, that he said, since the Tanai for Bichas Kohanim, it has to be, and it's the only bracha that we know of, has to be done with love. So for that, a kohen deserves a marvelous yashikach. The fact he's able to give a bracha with love, and the Zoya says, kohen derochim la'amah lo yivarech, and Mishnah Berurah cites this as well. If there's any tina, b'lev ha'kohen, klape any member of Klal Yisrael, then the bracha would be a sakona. So a kohen has to completely and totally divest himself of any shemetz, of any kind of chas v'shalom, ill will towards any member of Klal Yisrael, in order that the bracha should be a proper kind of bracha. And that's why we know Aaron HaKohen, Ayiv Shalom, Leidiv Shalom, Molei Begodesh Abba. All the Kohen that I know, Amleim Abba for Klal Yisrael. And the bracha has to be Bishleimusa. And that's part of the Shleimus of the bracha that is given totally the Abba. And for that, as Rav Shlomo Hyman said, Kumte HaYashekach. He's deserving of a big Yashekach that he was able to give such a bracha, the Abba. Okay, there are other Tamim that I mentioned in the past, but that's not the focus of the Shia this evening. I just want to now add a number of elements that I heard from Harav Soloveitchik Zatzal a number of times. In the Parsha in Shemini, the Torah mentions, "Vayisa Aaron esiyada v'la'om v'yavorechem, v'yere mi'asos ha'chatos v'ya'ola v'yashlomim." So the Vayikra in Peretes, Parsha Shemini, the Pasuk says, "Vayisa Aaron esiyada v'la'om v'yavorechem." That's Birchas Kohanim. And then the next pasuk said, "Vayava Moshe Aaron elu Amayi vayesu b'avrochas ha'am." That's the machlokes of Rishonim. What is that second pasuk talking about? But you see from the Gemara in Saita and from Chazal that this mitzvah Vayisa Aaron es Yadav, which refers to the Siyas Kapayim, takes place after the Karban Tzibur, and that's where Rabbi Yaakov Emdin in the Morag Tzia in his Shuvis he writes that today the mitzvah Birchas Kohanim is only a din d'rabbanan. Because there's no Beis Hamikdash, we have no Karbanos. The Mishnah Berurah actually quotes this Morav Tzia in Hilchos Birchas Kohanim, and the Mishnah Berurah does not agree with this position. He brings many, many rayos that the mitzvah Birchas Kohanim is a din d'oraisa. Even today, it's a requirement of the Torah, and it's also generally the position of Rov Gedolei Achronim, despite the fact that we cannot offer Karbanos, that we don't have a Beis Hamikdash. Rav Soloveitchik very often asked a very simple question on the Shemoneh Esrei. We have two brachas that seemingly are very similar. The bracha of Shema Koleinu Hashem Elokeinu Chus V'Racheim Aleinu, and we ask Hashem to Kabel B'Rachamim Ratzon Tfiloseinu. Ki Kel Shemei Tfilos V'Sachamin Emoto. We want Hashem to accept our tfilos. Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tfilah. Then following upon the heels of that bracha, we have another bracha.
Ritzei
Hashem Elokeinu B'Amcho Yisrael V'Tfilosam. That seems to be almost identical with the earlier bracha that I just cited. Namely, we also ask Hashem, "Metzei Hashem Elokeinu b'yamcha Yisrael b'tfilasam, b'ashev esa avodah l'dvir b'esecha, b'ishe Yisrael, u'tfilasam, b'yavos kabla b'ratzom, u'si l'ratzom tamid avodas Yisrael amecha." And Rav Soloveitchik said, that is not correct. Tzvei dinim. These are two totally separate different brachas. One bracha is a bracha that Hashem should be shomea tfilah. He should accept our tfilos. But the other bracha stresses a language which is different than the language of the previous bracha. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu. We're asking Hashem, b'nirtzalo l'chaper alav, that our tefillah should be mirutze in Hashem Yisbarach's eyes. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only to accept our tefillahs, but there should be, through our tefillahs, ritzui. And that ritzui, of course, as we know, b'zman, b'samigda shayakayam, the Torah speaks about ritzui in the context of a korban. If a korban is offered and the korban was accepted, v'isha Yisrael v'sulasim v'yavas hakabel b'ratzon. It should be merutza, v'nirtzon al v'chaper alav, or in the context of pigul, where a person has a machshava, an inappropriate machshava. Lo yirotze. It's not merutza in the eyes of Hashem. And this is already well known. Rav Soloveitchik cited the Baal HaTanya, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who actually noted that the Haftarah that we read in Yeshayo, Nun Ches, HaKozeh Yiyatzom Evchareyu, and Yom Kippur, HaLozeh, is this called the Tzom? B'yom Ratzom Hashem. Yom Kippur is a day where, in effect, we hope and David that our prayers and our tefillos will be merutzeh to Hashem Yisbarach. And the Gemara has a brachas of David Zayin. The Gemara says, when a person fasts, so we also ask Hashem Yisbarach to consider, Mi Yudchel Bividomi, I fasted today. So now, the chelev and the dam had underwent a diminution. Ke'ilu, I offer them on the mizbeach, b'tirtzeini, you should favor me, that the tiny should be merutze in the eyes of Hashem Yisbarach. And the whole idea of ritzei is as if we brought a karban to Hashem Yisbarach, and Hashem Yisbarach accepted that karban. Thus the tefillah in ritzei is being converted into a karban. And therefore, Rav Soloveitchik said, when a yochid davens, Yatfilas Yochid, and he says Ritzei, so Ki'ilu, he brought a Karban Yochid. When a Shia Tzibur recites Ritzei, so now the Chazaras HaShatz is turned into a Karban Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. Rav Soloveitchik had a Dik, a Lashon HaRambam, There are two different tfilos. There's something called tfilo bitzibur and tfilas hatzibur. What's the distinction between tfilo bitzibur, which is the Talmud Shmoneser, all of us davening, we're davening as yechidim, as individuals, but we're davening together. Tfilas hatzibur is one individual serves as the shiat tzibur. He's offering one tfilo on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and that's comparable to the korban that a kohen offers in the Beis Hamikdash, a korban tzibur on behalf of the entire tzibur. As Soloveitchik quoted the Shilta HaGiborim at the end of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, who points out that a shiat tzibur is able to emoti am shebesodos, people who are anusim, unable to come to shul. Why is he able to be motzi them? Why is it different than tkiyah shofar, kriyas ha-megillah? In the case of tkiyah shofar, I have to be present. I have to hear the shofar. In the case of kriyas ha-megillah, I have to be present. I have to hear the megillah. However, in the case of what we're talking about, of tefillah b'tzibur, even though one is an anus and one cannot come to shul, the shiat tzibur can be motzi am shebesodos, because this is not based on the din of Shomea Ka'one, as is Tkiya Shofar and Kriya Samegillah or Kiddush or many other halachas, but rather it's based on the fact that the Shiat Tzibur is offering a Korban Tzibur on behalf of Klal Yisrael. That's how Soloveitchik was known to keep his feet together, not only in the Salah Shmoneh Esrei, but also in Chazaras HaShatz, based on this Diyuk Lashon HaRambam, Tefillah B'Tzibur, Tefillah HaTzibur, and it's been noted already by many that Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna, he said that this is exactly the intent when we introduced the Brichas Kohen with the following tefillah. We're asking Hashem that our bakasha should be pleasing to Hashem as a korban oila, as a korban, which of course is said right before Brichas Kohen and Yom Tovim. So in effect, what are we doing over here? This is the whole idea of Ritzeh. The bracha of Ritzeh is our tefillah is being transformed, metamorphosed into a korban. So there are two different brachas. One is a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer our tefillos, shomei tefillah. By the way, the Rav used to be medayik, doesn't say mekabel tefillos, shomei tefillah. The Baruch Hashem hears what we have to say and decides whether he's going to implement or not. Mashiachin, the second bracha of Ritzeh Hashem Elokeinu, is in effect Chazar Shashatz becomes the korban tzibur, and that's why the Kohen is able to duchin. And therefore, in effect, this is the reason why that the Mishnah Berura and many Achronim assume that although tefillah may be a din rabbanon, which is the Shita of the Ramban, and probably many Rishonim, against the Rambam who says that tefillah is daraisa, but if it's a tefillah b'tzibur, with Chazar Shashatz, that leads to Brichas Kohanim, then the tefillah is also din daraisa, similar to Brichas Kohanim itself. Let me just, as I said, focus on another.
And Rabbi, that's why the Kohanim go up to duchin at Ritzeh. They have to 100%. Go up. Because the Venitza Lol Chaperlov is all about Aaron HaKohen. So that's
1,000% on the mark. That's exactly what Soloveitchik pointed out. That's why the Kohen has to be Eker Raglov at Ritzeh, because that's the critical point where it becomes a Din Karba. The Gemara says in Saita that Birchas Kohen in Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'ed. What a language. Mitzvah Chaviva. The Rambam uses such a language by Hilchos Chanukah. But the Gemara actually uses such a language with reference to Brichas Kohanim. I've said many, many times that there are many, many reasons, probably hundreds, why I, Baruch Hashem, decided to live in Eretz Yisrael, the dream of my life and my family's life. But certainly among the foremost reasons is to be zeiche, to get a bracha from Hashem Yisbarach on a daily basis. That's no small matter. And for that, I'm very makpid, as my father, Zecheinu Livracha, was, to give Yashikach to the Kohanim. So the Gemara says in Saita, Minayin Shakodesh Baruch Hu Misava the Brichas Kohanim. How do we know that Hashem has a taiva? Hashem has a great desire, a longing for Brichas Kohanim. Shenema, V'som u'tshmi abnei Yisrael v'ani abarachem. So Rashi there says something striking. Rashi in Saita has the following comment. Says Rashi, Ein nesias kapayim tzorech Yisrael el tzorech hamokom. Wow! I would have thought that who needs the Siyas Kapayim? We need the Siyas Kapayim. So Rashi says, no, the Rebbe Shalom required the Siyas Kapayim. It's not a Tzorech of Klal Yisrael, it's a Tzorech HaMokom. Dabo Niflamay, Ma Pshat B'zeh. So I heard from Hagoyim, I was zeichet to hear many, many stichot as a very young man, many shmuzin, as they call them in parlance, from Harapam. He said pshat in this Rashi. He said pshat in this Rashi is based on the pasuk that the Torah has vis-a-vis Avram Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu that you and I have a love affair. Ki yedativ, I know you. The language of Yud Dalet Ayin is the lashon of Chiba. As the Ramban and other Rishonim point out, why? Why does Hashem have a love affair with Avram Avinu? Leman Hashem Yitzave es Banabes based on Acharav Vishomu Derech Hashem Lasis Doko Mishpat. Because Avram Avinu carries out the directives of Hashem Yisbarach, transmits it to his children, and they observe Derech Hashem Lasis Doko Mishpat. And the end of the pasuk is Leman Havi Hashem Al Avram Es Hashem Dibrei Alav. In order that Hashem should go ahead and compensate Avram Avinu, should provide him with recompense, should give him his due reward. So the pasuk is very difficult. Avram commands his family to observe the Derech Hashem in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekayim with Avram Avinu, that which he promised him. That sounds to me like amanas lekabel pras. The whole reason why Avram Avinu is doing all this is in order because there's light at the end of the tunnel. The light being the schar, the reward that he's going to receive. How could that be? The Rambam, Kayadua, writes very clearly that Avram Avinu is the ultimate Oyev Hashem, par excellence. What is an Oyev Hashem? Mishai says, Shalom and Asta Kabbal Pras. A person who does mitzvahs, not for the purpose of receiving any kind of compensation. So what's the pshat in the pasuk? So Rambam Zatzal explained the following. The Ratzon Hashem, the Rebbe Shalom so much wants to be Mashpia Bracha to Klal Yisrael. And the tachlis of the Bria, Kayadua, Oilam Chesed Yiboneh. Teva Hatov Lehetid, as the Ramban writes, and the Ramchal writes, and many Rishonim write, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Kulo Tov, Kulo Hatova, wants to share that Hatova with the rest of the world. So now Avram Avinu, he's the Oev Hashem par excellence. So he tells Avram Avinu the following, Ki Yedativ, I am in love with you. Act in such a way where you'll be roi lekabel bracha. What's the ratzon Hashem? Hashem wants to literally flood you with bracha, inundate you with bracha. You should be completely enveloped with bracha, only hatava, only good. So the man habi Hashem al Avram es Hashadimer al Avram is not tzorech Avram Avinu. It's a tzorech hamokom. So as they say in simple Yiddish parlance, don't do anything that will shtare the Ratzon Hashem. Don't do anything that will negate, that will undermine, that will divert HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the course that he wants to lead you on. He wants to be Mashpia Bracha. Carry out the Dvar Hashem with precision. And if you do so, you'll be Zeichet to Bracha. And this is a Yesod Godol and a very fundamental principle when it comes to Bichas Kohanim. Bichas Kohanim is the way, as we saw earlier in the Rambam that we read, the Rambam said, She'ein kibul ha-brocha tolid b'kohanim el ha-kodesh Baruch Hu. She'nem ha-resom u'shmi ha-b'nei Yisrael v'ani ha-borchem ha-kohen el-eisim mitzvosim she'nistabu ba v'ha-kodesh Baruch Hu merachem v'vorches Yisrael. The Rambam adds one word, Kechetzai. That's what he wants to do. That's his ratzom. That's his strongest, most ardent, most passionate desire. To bench Klal Yisrael, to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. And as I mentioned earlier, in the name of HaGoyin HaShlomo Haiman Zatzal, that's the reason why we give a kohanim a Yashikoyach. Yashikoyach is because they made the bracha bi'ava, and it's fascinating that the kohanim actually, right after Bichas Kohanim, they make the following statement. Ribbono Shel Olam, Asinu Mashe Gozarta Aleinu. What a loshen. Ribbono Shel Olam, we carried out your gzeira. Afato. Asei imonu kemashiv tachtonu. Hashkifa memon kotshchem lashamayim. Uvarech esamchus Yisrael. Veisa adom ashe nasat alonu kashe nishbat alav osenu. Eretz zavas cholom edvosh. What's the loshen of Mashe Gozarta Aleinu? What kind of a language is that? A gzeira, of course, is like a decree. A divine decree. There's no way I can possibly not carry out the divine decree. But here, the mitzvah is bi'ava. So why is it a lashon of gzeira? Sounds like I have a gun to my head, and yet I have to do it bi'ava. And the illusion at the end, that you now, I did my duty, I carried out my part, you are going to have to carry out your part. So we know that this is a pshat of the Binyan Shlomo, Ashlom HaKoyim Vilna. This is a very geshmak of pshat. When the Torah, in the beginning of Chukas, tells us, Zos Chukas HaTeru HaShatziv HaShem Leimor, the Parasha Paraduma, Duma Vatara, so the Targum translates, Zos Chukas HaTeru, Dog Zero Daisa. Chok is a Gzera. And those are Pismar, we don't understand it. This is clearly the gather of Chok, not something that can have a facile rationale to it. And the Rambam says, the one that we just read in Hilchos Tefila, the Rambam speaks about Dvarim Hama'akvim bin Nesias Kapayim, and even though here we have a Kohen who's not such a Chacham, not so Medakti B'mitzis, and the Brios Moran and Nachara, people have issues with him, or he's not so honest in his business dealings, the Rambam says, Chas V'Sholom, do not prevent him from doing Bichas Kohanim. And the Kohen does not have to be a great Tzaddik or a great Chacham. Only three Averis really prevent the Kohen from doing Duchenin, Avodah Zarah, Ritzicha, and other Averis are not Monea. So if I have a Tzibur of Kedoshim, of Gaini Elyon, and he's a Kohen who the Rambam calls a Rasha, he's a Baal Avera, and he's giving them a Bracha, what in heaven's name is going on here? Says the Rambam, Al Titma. Don't get excited. Matol Bichas Hed Yodzeh, because everything depends on Hashem Yisbarach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much wants to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. That is Cheftzoy. And as Rashi in Soita says, it is a Tzorech HaMokom. The Baruch Hashem is overcome, overwhelmed by a desire to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. So right before the Kohen gives the bracha, what does he say? I'm not giving a bracha because I'm so choshev, but I'm giving a bracha b'kdushoso shel Aaron. I'm actually invoking the kedusha of Aaron HaKohen, my forebears, and the bracha is being given, obviously, in the name of Hashem Yisbarach. And afterwards we say, Asinu ma shegazarta aleinu. And it's essentially the Iker bracha is Hashem Yisbarach. A Kohen carries out the mitzvah, and that's why there's an obligation to go ahead and give a yashikach to the Kohen who carried this mitzvah, in effect, fulfilled it, bi'ava, bishleimusa, which is no small matter, as I mentioned earlier. I was going to just touch on the issue, but this is a lengthy issue, so I'm not going to elaborate on it. Why there's no Bichas Kohen in Chutz Aretz? Many, many different reasons are given by the Gdolei Achronim why we don't have Bichas Kohen in Chutz Aretz. But I'm often very fond of mentioning that which I heard from my father, Zechen Levracha. My parents lived in Chutz Aretz for many, many years, and at one point in their life, Baruch Hashem, there was Zoche to come to Eretz Yisrael, and Zoche to live here. And my father was troubled by the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, actually, you'll see the language mentioned by the Ramah. Ramah provides a reasoning, why is it that there's no Bichas Kohen in Chutz Aretz? Ramah does not mention the reasoning that's found by many of the Gedolei Achronim, but he mentions what seems to be an unusual rationale. And the Lashon of the Rambam, I want to read it for you. In Siman Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Mem Dalet, he writes that Nesias Kapayim Mechutz Haaretz takes place on Yom Tov, Mishum She'osh Shvuyim B'Simchas Yom Tov. Tov Lev Hu Yivarech. Kohen has to have a heart that's overflowing with goodness, like all the Kohenim that I know. Masha'en Kim B'Shar Yomim, the rest of the time, Apilu B'Shapsos Hashonah, even on Shabbosim, said the Ramah, they are not able to duch in the Chutz Aretz. Why? Shetrudin Behirurim Al Michyatam. They're preoccupied with what? With how am I going to make a living? V'Al Bito Malachtam. They're worried about Parnasa. And even on Yom Tov, says the Ramah, Einosim Kapayim El B'Tfilas Musaf. Why? Because Musaf is the end. We leave Shul and we're ready for the Kiddush. So that's the reason why we are B'Simcha, Musaf. So my father was shown, lived in the Chutz Aretz many years. He came to Eretz Yisrael, and he said, there seem to be issues of Parnasa in Eretz Yisrael as well. It's not just in Chutz Aretz where you have issues of Parnasa. And if anything, perhaps there are even more issues over here. So my father told me, this Rama is inexplicable. My parents lived here, and after a number of months and several years, my father told me, I have the answer to this question. What's the answer? The answer is that in Chutz Aretz, there, what is the koveya? The koveya is what it says on the American dollar. Namely, in the Almighty we trust. Almighty means dollar. Dollar equals Almighty. But in Eretz Yisrael, here, we have bitochon and Hashem Yisbarach. Here we are not torud, bihurim al michyasim al bitam al achdom. Here we have bitochon and Hashem Yisbarach. He's the one who leads the way. He directs traffic. And as a result, that's the reason why in Eretz Yisrael, with that level of bitochon, we're able to duchin on an ongoing basis every single day. I just wanted to be mesayim with what I saw, something very beautiful, that the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, HaGoyin Rav Nosson HaGoyin Adler, who was a striking genius and a very unusual person, so he wanted to introduce B'chas Kodim as well on a daily basis in Chutz Laaretz. We know there were several Gedolei Yisrael who attempted to do so, and they were not successful, unfortunately. The Netziv actually writes in his Tshuvas Meshiv Davar in the second Chelek, Simin Kuf Dalid, that he heard once the Vilna Gaon decide to institute Birchas Kohen with his minyan. Then Hashamayim, they did not permit him to do so. He was taken to prison before it actually happened. And additionally, Rav Chaim Volozhin decided to institute Birchas Kohanim. He was going to do it the following day. And that night, half the city, including the shul, burnt down. So they saw it as a sign in Hashamayim that they're not supposed to go ahead and engage in Birchas Kohanim and Chutz Aretz. Yoach HaShulchan writes clearly in Hilchos Tvila, in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, there's no reason for our minhag not to duchen each day in Chutz Aretz. He calls it minhag garua, a terrible minhag. We're violating Sugim Chumash. And even so, he writes that our ability to institute Birchas Kohanim is limited, almost as if a baskom and a shamayim came down and told us not to do it. And he adds that he has a Kabbalah, the previous Gonim who attempted to institute it weren't successful, and Kanireh, it's a gzera of Hashem Yisbarach that should not take place. But I want to, as I said, be Mesayim with a beautiful vignette from the Rebbe Chassam Sofer, HaGoyin Namasan HaKoyin Adler. This is in Frankfurt. He's called the Goyin V'Chosid Shebekahuna. The Rav, actually, of that city was the Baal HaFlo, the author of the HaFlo, who was a Levi. So the Rashi HaKol on Yom Tov, they would become incredibly excited. And they went to Rav Nosson Adler and asked him, could you please give us a bracha in the main base medrash of the city? And in order to accentuate this event, they went ahead and bought a beautiful golden coast that the hand of the Kohen will be washed with this beautiful golden coast by the Levim. And before Ritzei, they were mechabed different officials in the community, that one, the Sgan, will give it to the next individual above him, and then he'll give the coast to the Rosh HaKol, and finally the coast will be given to the Baal HaFlo, who's a Levi, and then he will be washing the hands of HaGoyin HaChosid Shebekahuna. Yotzak Mayim Ha'idei Rav Nosson Adler. And that's what happened. And then the Goyin HaChosid Shebekahuna, the Rebbe Chassam Sofer, gave a bracha to the Olam. There was such Hisronimus HaNefesh, such Hargosha of Kedusha, with that Bichas Kohanim, that Yom Tov was Ein L'Shair, incomparable. There was Tiferes HaKahuna, Tiferes HaLevia, and that's how I view Bichas Kohanim here in Eretz Yisrael on a daily basis. I look forward to it, to the Kohanim giving me a bracha, as the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Bi'ah Halacha from the Sefer Haredim. Not only is there a mitzvah on the Kohanim Levorech, there's also a mitzvah to be the recipient of the bracha. What a schus, what a great merit that we have to be the recipient of a bracha from so many wonderful, outstanding Kohanim. Halavai, we are mispalo b'mheira yibona misamidosh. We'll be zeichet in the siyas kapayim with the Shem HaMefeiresh. And be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, once again, we'll, through Birchas Kohanim, our connection to Hashem Yisbarach will be solidified, anchored, stronger and stronger. They are giving a bracha be'ava. We won't do anything to undermine as Avraham Avinu of old, as I mentioned, Rabbam Zatzal, we won't do anything to undermine the Ratzon Hashem. This is the Ratzon Hashem. Birchas Kohenim, Tzorech HaMokoim, Ein Lecha Tzorech HaMokoim, Godel Mizeh, that Klal Yisrael should be the recipients of a cornucopia of Shefa, of Bracha V'Hatzlacha, V'chol Masi Yadeinu. Malavai DeBekorov, we should be Zeche, to the Binyan B'Samidosh. Right now, it's B'chol Mokoim, Asher Aski Yashmiyah, V'Yelecha B'Rachticha, but Malavai DeBekorov will be Zeche, to the Binyan B'Samidosh, to Gilu Shchino, B'mher B'Yomeinu, B'Siyas Kapayim, B'mlo Muvan Amila, B'Ava, B'Shleimusa, B'Shechlula, Amen, be amen. Can you what's up?
Amen. Thank you.
Shikach. Thank you for being Mezakeh. Mezakeh Sarabi.
Shikach. Thank you so much.